is when we start seeing the real heat build in. 95 on Sunday with a heat index reading maybe in the 102 to 105 range.
Woof. That puts sweat on my brow just hearing that.
Just thinking actually about it, it does.
Yesterday we peaked at 80. We picked up a tenth of an inch last night and also a tenth of an inch this morning. So 2/10 here the past 24 hours at KVOE. Right now a south breeze gusting to 10. It is partly sunny and 69 degrees here at KVOE. Live and local. It is 8:19, and we're pleased to be joined this morning by Greg Jordan, of course, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going so far?
So far, so good. Greg, how about you?
So far, so good. The rest of the day should be peachy.
Well, let's back up a week. Unbound Gravel, boy, a big week in downtown Emporia, and the Lyon County History Center was the hub of all kinds of registering going on. So how was your Unbound week last week?
It was very, very busy and enjoyable. We had all the riders come through our building to register, so 4,100 riders and associated guests and crew and family. So we probably had over 8,000 people through our building last week, which was exciting. Met a lot of interesting people. You know, there were 44, I think, countries represented, maybe 48 represented this year. So met a lot of interesting folks, all 50 states. So very fun, very enjoyable. And then we were also the bag pickup location on Saturday night and Sunday morning. So once the racers were done, their kit bag, their extra food, extra clothes, extra equipment, was picked up, brought here to the museum, and the riders would come by here and pick it up. So we were a lot of long days, but very enjoyable days.
Yeah, very successful. Unbound, no doubt about that. Over 4,000 participants. And yes, excitement galore. Well, thanks for being a big part of it, Greg. And boy, a great facility, a great venue to get those cyclists checked in and checked out in some cases.
And so checked out, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It really is.
What about the Kids Zone at the History Center?
The Kids Zone is open and has been very active already. We've had quite a few young folk in to check out what we have redone, how we've redone the kids area. Lisa is getting ready to paint a sign on the front of it with the new name, and so you'll have to come by and check that out. But, yeah, very enjoyable. We have lots of activities in there for the young folk and things that they have to use their brain for. So no electronics, all hands-on.
I have to ask, too, Greg, on a totally different topic here. I saw a couple of posts about vintage baseball getting rolled back up and rolling again here for the History Center.
Vintage baseball, we've had a resurgence. We have a lot of people on our team. In fact, we have two teams, the William Allen White Sox and the Howe House Griffins. And so we have two teams, and we have several games scheduled this year. So there's more interest out in the state. If any of you would be interested in playing vintage baseball, 1870s rules baseball, just give me a call here at the History Center, 620-340-6310, and we'll talk about it. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I don't play anymore because I am way too old. Well, okay, I'm way too fat to play.
I was going to say, that old thing's not going to work.
That old thing don't fly, man. I'm sorry.
That old thing is over. There was a guy 89 that was in the 200 race,
yeah,
so
I know.
I have no excuse there, but I am
I was
way too fast.
I was going to throw that right at you, that same piece of information.
Same argument, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
That dude was in shape, though. Did you see him?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. It's I'm embarrassed to be me, you know, a little bit.
I'm in shape if that shape is a big, big circle.
Oh, man.
I am just going to keep my mouth shut over here and just kind of stand on the side.
Well, it is First Friday Art Walk downtown on a second Friday due to Unbound activities last week. And, Greg, are you a part of the walk?
We are a part of the walk. We will be open from 5 to 8, and people are welcome to come by, check us out, participate in the First Friday, or in this case, second Friday of Art Walk. And, you know, it's such a really fun event. Kayla does such an excellent job with that. So we're happy to be a part of that, and come on by.
Yeah, it could be a great night. They've got 17 venues, and the presenting venue is the new Fab Lab at Emporia Main Street. So there'll be a lot of stuff going on, a live concert downtown here this evening. So, boy, a big activity, 17 venues, one of those being the Lyon County History Center. Well, how's that walking trail going, Greg, the Howe House walking trail?
The walking trail is going very, very well, and I know I've talked about this at length, ad nauseum, as they say, but we are getting ready to put the signage up. So we will identify, experts will identify the wildflowers and the native grass, and we will start to put signs up indicating what people are looking at as they walk through. Plus, there will be some historical markers that will talk about Welsh immigration, the development of Emporia and Lyon County, and the Howes themselves. And so as we progress, there will be more signs. I will, as in later weeks, I will talk about the signage and how that's going. But, yeah, it's a good exercise, but it's also an educational exercise. So we look forward to people trying that out.
Yeah, we like that. Can't wait to take that little walk at the Howe House. Well, Greg, thank you much, sir.
Thank you very much, and you guys have a great day.
All right, have a great weekend. That's Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Emporia. Good morning. It is 8:24. Sunshine and 68 degrees. Stay tuned. What's In Outdoors with Phil Taunton on the way.
Emporia's radio stations is seeking the right person to add to our sales team. If you're self-motivated and would enjoy helping our clients grow their business, we'd like to talk to you. The ideal candidate is someone...